This podcast is a publication of the Engineering Management Institute, where we are committed to building professional development systems, including project management and people leadership programs that support the growth of engineers and their firms. Download our AE Industry Trends Report for insights on the Great Resignation, remote work productivity, and people-centric cultures. To get your copy, visit engineeringmanagementinstitute.org.
Welcome to another episode of the Geotechnical Engineering Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Green, and I'm excited to bring you another episode. And in today's episode, we'll be taking a deep dive into a vital aspect of geotechnical engineering, that being team building in geotechnical projects. We're going to explore the intricate world of collaboration. We're going to uncover strategies for building and managing effective teams. We're also going to discuss how the synergy of multidisciplinary teams is essential for the success of complex geotechnical projects. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our sponsor for today's episode.
Before we dive in, we'd like to recognize our sponsor for this episode, PPI, a leader in engineering exam prep for the FE and PE exams. PPI provides expert prep courses and study resources designed to help you pass the FE and PE exams the first time. PPI's live online courses include hours of lectures, problem-solving demonstrations, exam strategy sessions, office hours, and a passing guarantee. Check out PPI today at ppi2pass.com to see all the options available for FE and PE exam prep. Now let's dive into today's episode.
All right. The importance of collaboration in geotechnical engineering. I was really looking forward to sharing some thoughts that we have here. And I hope that if you're on a team, these things can be helpful for you. If you are leading a team, I really hope these things could be helpful for you. So when it comes to geotechnical engineering, collaboration isn't just beneficial. It's a necessity. We're dealing with the very ground that we stand on, analyzing soil properties, assessing geological risk, and planning infrastructure that will endure for years, decades, and really generations. So the complexity of these tasks demand a team approach. It can't all be done by one person. Diverse expertise converges to tackle challenges from multiple angles if this is done correctly and when it's done correctly. Think of the most iconic structures in the world. Their stability, their longevity are not just feats of engineering. They're also triumphs of a collaborative effort. This is what we aim for in every geotechnical project. But how do we achieve this level of synergy? Let's delve into that. When I think about, coming up as an engineer, as I've been doing this a little over two decades, the projects where I learned the most were the ones that I collaborated with a team. When I didn't understand something and I asked a question or I had an idea and somebody was listening, this is how I truly became an engineer. And I hear the same thing from countless people that I talked to, many of which we've talked to on this podcast and you've been able to listen or watch. And in my experience, communication is the lifeblood for effective team building. And when we say communicate, speaking, yes, but listening more. So regular check-ins, clear goal setting, and having open channels of feedback, that's essential to really have a solid and effective team. And it's not just about delegating tasks, here, you do this. It's about creating a dialogue where ideas can be exchanged freely and every voice can be heard. And more importantly, every voice can be valued. Now, effective team management and geotechnical projects. If we talk about building a team that works well together in such a specialized field as geotechnical engineering, this requires more than just grouping together skilled individuals. It actually takes creating an environment where everyone can thrive and contribute effectively. And here's how. In-depth training. Ensure that everyone understands the basics of geotechnical engineering, even if it's not their primary expertise. This mutual understanding would foster better communication and, of course, an appreciation for each other's work. Mentorship and leadership. Encourage experienced team members to mentor the newer ones. Strong leadership is also crucial. Leaders who are not just managers, but maybe we could consider them as coaches that are guiding the team towards common goals. Conflict resolution. Equip your team with strategies to handle disagreements, but handle them constructively. In a field where decisions can have significant consequences, it's vital that conflicts are resolved efficiently and effectively. Innovation and creativity. Create an atmosphere where innovative ideas are welcomed and also explored. Sometimes the most unconventional idea can lead to a breakthrough in a project. And of course, embracing multidisciplinary approaches. Now let's focus on the power of multidisciplinary teams. In geotechnical projects, we don't just need geotechnical engineers, we need a variety of experts, from environmental scientists to structural engineers and even legal advisors. This diversity brings a richness to the problem-solving process. I find that I learn the most when I'm talking to people that do things that I don't do, right? And I would say this to even folks that are listening that may still be in school. Speak to your roommate. Find out what their major is and try to understand that. It's like, it's so important to understand different types of people, different mindsets, different lived experiences, because it will not only allow you to have better solutions in the end, but it'll also help you to articulate to an audience that's more diverse in their thoughts. So when we start talking about multidisciplinary teams, you have consultants or engineers or architects or whatever it may be, but team members that have different educational backgrounds, they have different skill sets, they have different lived experiences. And if we can find a way to engage and collaborate all together, we're going to come out with better solutions than if we're just a room full of geotechnical engineers, right? As you keep that in mind, as we talk about strategies for multidisciplinary team success, cross-disciplinary workshops, regular workshops where team members share knowledge from their fields can help in understanding each other's roles better. Integrated project management. Use project management tools that allow seamless collaboration and visibility across different disciplines. Cultural sensitivity and inclusivity. Respect and embrace the different backgrounds and perspectives that could be present on your team. This not only improves teamwork, but also drives innovation. Regular team building activities. Activities outside of work can help to build trust and understanding and camaraderie, of course, amongst team members, which is crucial for a cohesive team experience. So as we conclude, let's remember that in geotechnical engineering, our projects are only as strong as our teams. And effective team building involves understanding each individual's strengths, fostering open communication, embracing the diversity and skills and perspectives present on your team. And it's about creating a team that's not just technically proficient, but also cohesive and, more importantly, adaptive. I trust that something here is going to be helpful for the team that you're leading or the team that you're a part of. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed the episode today. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and or questions. Please feel free to go to geotechnicalengineeringpodcast.com, where you'll find a summary of the key points discussed in today's episode, as well as any links to the resources, websites, or books mentioned during this episode. Until next time, I wish you the very best in all of your geotechnical engineering endeavors. Peace.